The Lion for Real. Was it actually an adaptation of a form of a poem by Corbière called The Rhapsody of the Deaf Man? I came home and found a lion in my living room. Rushed out on the fire escape screaming, "Lion! Lion!" Two stenographers pulled their brunette hair and banged the window shut. I hurried home to Patterson and stayed 2 days. Called up my old Reichian analyst who'd kicked me out of therapy for smoking African marijuana. "It's happened," I panted. "There's a lion in my room." I'm afraid any discussion would have no value. He hung up. My father and I shrank from each other, tearful and shaking. He tried to blame it on my mother's nervous breakdown. I tried to insist I actually never saw a lion. He didn't believe it. He went to his job in the zoo. Went to my old boyfriend. We got drunk with his girlfriend. I kissed him and announced that I had a lion with a mad gleam in my eye. We wound up fighting on the floor. I bit his eyebrow and he kicked me out. I ended masturbating in his Jeep, parked in the street, moaning, "Lion." Found Joey, my novelist friend, and roared at him, "Lion!" He looked at me blank and read me his snaky, mad poetry. I listened for lions. All I heard was elephants, tigers, hippogriffs, unicorns, ants, but figured he really understood me when we got high in Ignatz Wisdom's bathroom. But next day he sent me a leaf from his Smoky Mountain retreat. "I love you, little Bobo, with your delicate golden lions, but there being no self and no bars, therefore the zoo of your dear father hath no lion. You said your mother was mad. Don't expect me to produce the monster for your bridegroom." Confused, dazed, and exalted, but thought me a real lion, starved in his stink in Harlem. Opened the door. The room was filled with the bomb blast of his anger. He roaring hungrily at the plaster walls, but nobody could hear him outside through the window. My eye caught the edge of the red neighbor apartment building standing in deafening stillness. We gazed at each other, his implacable yellow eye and the red halo of fur waxed roomy on my own, but he stopped roaring and bared a fang, greeting. I turned my back and cooked broccoli for supper on an iron gas stove, boiled water, and took a hot bath in the old tub under the sink board. He didn't eat me, though I regretted his starving in my presence. Next week he wasted away, sick rug full of bones, wheaten hair falling out, enraged and reddening eye as he lay aching, huge hairy head on his paws by the wooden bookcase filled up with thin volumes of Plato and Buddha. Sat by his side every night, averting my eyes from his hungry, moth-eaten face. Stopped eating myself. He got weaker and roared at night while I had nightmares. Eyes hid in jungle leaves, eaten by a lion in bookstore on cosmic campus. A lion myself, starved by Professor Kandinsky. Run over by a lion in 42nd Street traffic. Dying in a lion's flophouse, toothless, asthmatic rig with a crank and a traveling geek circus. Devouring hundreds of innocent bloody lambs in dairy marshes soggy with bleats. I woke up the mornings, the lion still added, dying on the floor. "Terrible presence," I cried, "eat me or die." It got up that afternoon, walked to the door with its paw on the wall to steady its trembling body, let out a soul-rending creak from the fiery roof of its mouth, thundering from my floor to heaven heavier than a volcano at night in Mexico. Pushed the door open and said in a gravelly voice, "Not this time, baby, but I will be back again." Lion that eats my mind now for a decade, knowing only your hunger, not the bliss of your satisfaction, O roar of the universe, how am I chosen? In this life, I have heard your promise. I am ready to die. I have served your starved and ancient presence, O Lord. I wait in my room at your mercy.